There's a common phrase in the law, res ipsa loquitur. Look it up in Black's Law Dictionary, and it's defined as the thing speaks for itself. Res ipsa means that sometimes when an accident happens, the mere fact that it happened is enough to establish negligence. And res ipsa means an exploding bottle of soda pop, the subject of a lawsuit in California in 1944. The woman who brought the suit claimed that the bottle would not have exploded but for some type of negligence by the bottling company. And the court allowed her lawsuit to continue even though she couldn't prove exactly what had happened. It was enough, the court said, that the bottle exploded. No need for the plaintiff in the case to prove exactly what went wrong. So law students learn about res ipsa loquitur and the murkiness of soda pop bottles. Likely then, law students thought of exactly that when they read recently about a man from Indiana who claims he purchased some soda pop at work, left it for about 20 minutes, and returned for a drink. He unscrewed the top, he says, took a swig, and immediately got sick. Upon closer inspection, he found lye in his soda, or so the Indianapolis Star reported. So the case screams for itself, res ipsa loquitur, except for one thing. Those 20 minutes when the man left the bottle. That fact could take the fizz right out of any potential lawsuit against the soda pop company. That's because usually res ipsa requires two things. One, that the accident is so odd that it normally wouldn't happen without someone's negligence. And two, that the defendant, here the soda pop company, had had exclusive control over the item causing the injury. It's that second prong that'll cause the man pop problems. He admits he left the bottle for 20 minutes while he went about other business. The defendant bottling company, for example, would argue then that it did not have exclusive control over the bottle from bottling to purchase to lips. Someone else had access to it. Someone else put the lie inside. To add to the defense case, that's exactly what investigators told the newspaper they believe happened. That said, there are some cases out there where unsuspecting soda drinkers find bad stuff in their bottles, and res ipsa comes into play. Dead mouse in a bottle? Res ipsa applies. Batteries in a bottle? Res ipsa applies. Glass? Res ipsa if the bottle is intact. But of course, in each of those cases, the bottle went from pop machine, let's say, to plaintiff's lips without a significant time lapse. No one else had a chance to sneak whatever inside. So res ipsa loquitur means the thing speaks for itself, and no one else can interrupt the conversation it has with the plaintiff. I'm Amy Guida.